All right. Thank you, Bill, for the introduction. As my colleague said, certainly appreciate my co-authors here on the paper. Would like to point out again, as Robert did, a special thanks to Jacob Reef for his help and for Dr. Jason Woodward with Texas AgriLife Extension in Lubbock for the collaborative work that we've been able to do on the High Plains with some of our root knot nematode varieties. A little heritage and background of 417 was tested as line P06X433RK. The initial conventional cross was made in Leland, Mississippi in 2000. Conventional line was completed in 2006. Multiple wide strike Roundup Flex line selections were evaluated for yield and quality beginning in 2010. As Russ Newty spoke earlier about 427, this is a sister line to 427, so many of the same characteristics will be applicable. It is an early mid-maturing indeterminate product. It does have root knot nematode resistance, and it has been shown to be higher than that of what we call our tolerant phytogen 367. We had initial limited sales in 2014, and we will have an allocated supply in 2015. For some general agronomic characteristics, leaf pubescence is semi-smooth. It does have very good seedling vigor, and we know specifically where this variety is area of adaptation is for the high plains of Texas, those sandy soils. In West Texas, seedling vigor, as it is for many of us, is extremely important, and this product has that important characteristic. It is a medium. It does have medium plant height. It is a compact plant structure. Very good storm tolerance, and it's best suited for those root knot nematode soils of the Southwest. I want to show some soil sampling data from the High Plains of Texas. For this talk, I'm going to compare the 417, which we're calling our resistant product, to the tolerant 367, and then the susceptible product will vary a little bit depending upon the trial. But we will also compare the susceptible 499 to those two products as well. When you look in Lubbock County in 2013, looking at root knot nematodes per pint of soil, 417 had 530. The tolerant 367 had slightly over 1,300 nematodes per pint of soil, and then the susceptible 1044 had over 2,900 root knot nematodes per pint of soil. Now, looking at some 2014 data, we had two locations, one in Ropesville and one in Slayton. 417 had 240. The tolerant 367 had 900, and then the susceptibles had 1,290 and 4,920 respectively. Looking at Slayton again, 200 nematodes for 417. The data was not collected on 367 in that trial, but both of our susceptibles had over 4,000 and 7,000 respectively. So quite a difference in nematode counts in those three locations. Looking at similar type of trials that were conducted in the Mid-South and Southeast, you can look at 417 and the comparison with the susceptible 499. When you look at the total number of nematodes from those five trials, 417 had a collective 335 nematodes per pint of soil, and the cumulative of the susceptible 499 had over 9,500 nematodes, which is a 96% reduction when compared to the susceptible. Now, yield was collected in these trials, and we are seeing a 98-pound advantage when we're looking at the 417 or the resistant product versus the susceptible. Now, looking at some gall rating data from West Texas and the Mid-South, we're seeing a very similar trend when we're looking at 417, 367, and 499. In West Texas, under some heavy nematode pressure, we're seeing 4.4 galls per plant on 417. On the tolerant, we're seeing 7.4, and is susceptible 13.4. When you look at the Mid-South, not as high a pressure as we're seeing in West Texas, but the similar trends are existing there. 417.3 galls per plant, 367, one gall per plant, and then the susceptible 499, 2.7 galls per plant. So the trend does exist again in the Mid-South. I want to show a similar picture of what Russ showed earlier. What we're seeing with susceptible, the galls on the roots. And then on the right, you'll see a field of 417 in West Texas, and that's what we're seeing. We're visiting with some of the local producers that have planted 417 in its initial launch this year, that are growing crops on fields that they have not been able to produce a crop on in some time. Now, looking at some of the harvest results from the High Plains of Texas in 2013 and 2014, again, looking at those same three products, 417 averaged 1,291 pounds with a loan of 5,472 and a crop value of 706. You can see when you look at the tolerant product, the 367, it's slightly below that in terms of yield. And then when we look at 499 in those root knot soils, that root knot environment, about 100 pounds less, and somewhere around $45 to $50 an acre less when we look at a crop value scenario. Looking at fiber quality parameters with 417, 367, and 499, very similar in terms of fiber length. Fiber strength, very similar to that of 367, which was noted earlier, that had a very good fiber package. When we look at uniformity, very similar to that of 367, slightly less than that of 499, which does have a nice fiber package, and then very good micronair values, especially those that are in as Robert mentioned, micronair values in the High Plains of Texas, we tend to see some lower mic values. Plant growth characteristics, height, node of the first fruiting branch, and total nodes with those same three products. The resistant product, 417, slightly shorter in plant height, just slightly longer to initiate fruiting, the first fruiting branch, but has about a half a node more than both 367 and 499, so very similar fiber quality or plant growth characteristics. In terms of supply, our 2014 seed production was grown in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. As I mentioned earlier, we will have an allocated supply in 2015. Our containers, our standard bags, are 230,000 seed per bag, and we do offer super boxes, which are 40 bag equivalents. Our standard seed treatments, we will be selling that product with a standard M treatment, or you can get that with the Cruiser Dynasty and Bion as well. In summary, 417 comparisons were made in a number of large-scale trials across West Texas and in most Southwest OBTs in 2013 and 2014. Phytogen 417 Wide Strike Roundup Flex demonstrated significant yield potential and the ability to decrease root knot nematode populations in producer fields. Plant characterization data supports the classification of 417 as an early mid-maturing variety. In conclusion, 417 is an early mid-maturity, has very good seedling vigor, possesses indeterminate growth habits, is a medium plant height, has very good storm tolerance, excellent yield potential, very good fiber properties, and we feel is the industry standard for root knot nematode resistance. With that, that concludes my presentation, Bill. If we have time for a few questions, I could take a few.
Yeah, we have time for a question.
Yes, sir.
With the Madison 499 333.
Yeah, I'll speak for what I have seen in 2 years, or actually 3 years worth of trial work in West Texas, is we have not seen a consistent, something other than a resistant or a tolerant product consistently outperform those that don't have those technologies, even with the presence of seed treatments. So I would say that it's up to the producer, the consultant, to know what the population levels are in those fields, and if we have that moderate to higher population levels, I don't think that you're going to see a product like a 333 consistently outperform a 417 or 427 in our West Texas soils. Yes, just like the talk that Russ gave, very similar, the exact same native traits that were bred into both of those products, 417 and 427. Not that I'm aware of. Yes, sir. Anything else?
Any other questions? All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.